Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Adams, and I am really excited about this episode of the podcast, where my friend Brittany Schlichter is going to join me to discuss her experiences with scripture memory and participation in the National Bible Bee. If you have ever wondered what it might be like to get involved in the Bible Bee or to commit to memorizing God's Word, then I think you will really enjoy today's podcast. Now, I need to say up front that Brittany and I are recording after lunch at church where children are running around and playing nearby. So if you hear background noise, I hope that it will not be too distractive, and I pray that the content of the interview will be a great encouragement to you. Before we jump into the interview with Brittany, I want to introduce myself in case you are new here. I am a homeschool graduate from the prehistoric pioneer days of the homeschooling movement, and now I am the wife to my husband, Matt, and mother to our seven children. It is a joy and a privilege to be able to take my legacy of home education into the second generation, and my husband and I greatly appreciate the way homeschooling gives us opportunity to raise our children in the Deuteronomy 6 model of talking of the ways of the Lord as we rise up, as we lie down, and as we walk along the way. It is our prayer that we are imparting a Christian worldview to our children through all of our life and learning. We believe homeschooling is about so much more than mere academics. Instead, we desire that our children see that history is His story, that math points to a God of order and consistency, that we read so that we can read the very words of God, and that science points us to the majestic works of our great Creator. My husband and I are passionate about homeschooling and family discipleship and find joy in encouraging other families to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, trusting that all these other things, including the academics, will be added. We believe that families should be seeking first the Word of God and walking in Christ-likeness and trusting that everything else will fall into place. Truly, the heart of why we homeschool our children has everything to do with seeking to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and teaching, encouraging them to love Christ with all their hearts, souls, minds, and strength. This is our vision and what we are prayerfully trying to encourage others in through this podcast, our books, and through speaking opportunities. I am thrilled that you are here today, and I pray that our discussion will be a real encouragement to you. Our scripture for this episode of the podcast is Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I am so happy to introduce you to my guest and my friend Brittany Schlichter today. Brittany's sister Tiffany was on the podcast some time back, and today I'm talking to Brittany about the impact that scripture memory has had in her life. Brittany has memorized an amazing amount of scripture, and today she's going to be sharing with us all about scripture memory and the blessings she has gleaned by making the scripture such an integral part of her life. Brittany Schlichter, a 2014 homeschool graduate, lives in Deep East Texas with her family of 10. In 2009, she participated in the inaugural year of the National Bible Bee when she was 13 years old. After memorizing over 1,500 verses, she advanced to the finalist level of the national competition in Washington, D.C., coming in fourth place. In 2010, she won second place at the nationals level. In 2011, 2012, and 2013, she ranked in the top 15, enabling her to compete in the semifinals of the national level. In 2014, her final year of competition until aging out at age 18, she again won second place at the national level. Brittany also wrote the book, A Trophy in My Heart, to share about her Bible Bee experience and to encourage others to hide God's Word in their heart. She continues to memorize scripture and has thus far memorized over 20 books of the Bible. As a National Bible Bee alumna, she continues to stay involved in the program through judging at the national competition and coordinating a Bible Bee alumni group. So with that, let's jump right into today's episode. Welcome to the podcast, Brittany.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to sharing about some of my experiences in Bible Bee and what God's Word has done in my heart.
Well, I'm so glad we were finally able to coordinate this because we've been talking about this for a long time, and I'm so excited about this. In way of introduction, just so the listeners get to know you a little bit, will you tell us about your family and just your walk with Christ?
Well, I'm the third born in a family of 8 children. So there's my parents, and then I have one sister, Tiffany, and 6 brothers. And my parents homeschooled my siblings and me from the beginning, so that was all I ever knew. And that was a huge blessing in my life, just giving me a safe, stable environment, both spiritually and academically, just a place where I could thrive and learning, and especially in learning about the Lord and learning His Word. So I was saved at a young age. I was 7. And God has just done so much in my life. It's been a journey over the past, I guess, almost 17 years now. And I'm very grateful to my parents for the spiritual foundation that they gave me and just a godly church that I'm in and everything God has done in my life.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm always excited to have homeschool graduates on the program, and especially grateful homeschool graduates.
Yes, ma'am.
So we share that together with me also being a homeschool graduate.
That's
and just
right.
Thankful for that legacy of, yes, a you know, education, but so much more importantly, how my parents discipled me through home education.
That's so true.
And the time and the relationships with my family. So I know we both feel the same heartbeat about that.
Well, that your example has encouraged me so much, just reading about what it was like for you being homeschooled in a different generation than me. And I know your story has really blessed me, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, well, you're so an encouragement much. To me as well. Well, what are some of your personal interests or hobbies, and do you think that homeschooling helped you to develop those interests and skills?
I definitely think it did in many ways. Some of the things I enjoy doing just for fun in my spare time are baking and being outdoors, but there's different skills I was able to learn through homeschooling that I probably wouldn't have had the time or interest in otherwise. My family and I, after I graduated high school, actually, but my family and I built our own house out in East Texas, so we did most of the work ourselves, and that was a really neat experience that I would probably have never done because my siblings and I wouldn't have even had the time to invest in a project like that.
How many
if my
years
family
did
hadn't
that
been.
Take you?
It took about maybe 4 years, so
wow.
It was a long project, but it was a blessing that we were homeschooled and could do our school and work in the house at the same time. Although I was, like I said, I was already graduated, but I think that homeschooling definitely encouraged me in a lot of ways too. I think it taught my siblings and me creativity and just thinking outside the box, and it gave us time to invest in other things that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to do if we had been in a classroom, you know, for so many hours a day. And especially in the Bible Bee, I doubt I would have participated in the Bible Bee on the level I was able to if I had not been homeschooled, because I just probably wouldn't have had the same amount of time.
But. I love that. Well, when did you start memorizing scripture, and what led you into scripture memory competitions?
Well, I started memorizing when I was about 4 years old. I remember the first memory passage I ever learned. My siblings and me had gone to my siblings and I had gone to a children's conference, and the memory passage for that week of the conference was Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. And each child was given a piece of paper with the Bible verses printed out on it and a cartoon character of a soldier holding the sword of the Spirit and a shield of faith. And so I just vividly remember that was the first passage I ever memorized, long before the Bible even existed. But over those years, as I grew older, I would sometimes memorize a few verses here or maybe a chapter there. But when I was 13 is when I read an advertisement in a Christian magazine about the National Bible Bee. It was its inaugural year, and I just thought it sounded really exciting. I'd never heard of any. I participated in the spelling bee just on a very small level when I was younger, but I'd never heard of the National Bible Bee. That was a completely new idea. So I wanted to sign up for that, and my parents were very supportive and excited about that. So that was the first time I participated in any kind of Bible memory program. I'd never done Awanas or anything like that, but it turned out to be a huge part of my life. So
the Lord definitely had a plan in directing you to that article.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. He did.
Wow. Well, can you tell us about some of the competitions you've been involved in and the awards that you've earned?
Well, I was 13 when I began competing in 2009. And in the Bible, there's three age categories: primaries, juniors, and seniors. I was a junior that year. So that year, I advanced to finals on the national level. The Bible Bee is pretty basic, but it's divided into a locals level and a nationals level. So contestants from all over the country compete at a local level. They take an online test. And then the top scores and top 120 scores in each of those three age categories from around the nation advance to the nationals level. So I advanced to nationals level, and then from there, there's the preliminary round with a written test and oral round of quoting memory passages that we were assigned to learn. Then there's the semifinal round, which is the top 15 contestants from the scores from preliminaries at nationals. And then there's the final challenge round, which is the top five contestants. In my first year of Bible, it was actually the top seven, and I advanced to the final round that year. So I ended up ranking fourth place. Then in 2010, my second year as a junior, I ranked second place, and for the next several years, I made it to the semifinal round with the top 15 contestants, but I didn't make it to finals again until 2014, my last year of competition, and I won second place that year as well. So
you feel like your skill in memorizing increased as you went along?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely think that's true. It's funny, but by 2014, when I won second place the second time, I was a senior year in high school, and I remember noticing just in schoolwork outside of Bible Bee how much better my memory had become. I think just those past several years of spending so much time memorizing scripture had really helped my brain to be able to pick up on things more quickly and just really stretched myself, you know, mentally in that way. And so I remember, I really honestly, even though high school was, you know, my senior year was pretty intense, you know, a lot of subjects I was trying to learn and study and a lot of exams I'm taking every week, I honestly did not have to study as much as I had to in previous years. So it was a very easy year in school even, which was kind of interesting. That was outside of Bible Bee, but so I definitely think it did help me. Definitely helped my memory.
There's so many
grow.
Benefits to studying God's
there
word.
There are, yes, ma'am.
Memorizing it.
Even outside of spiritual benefits,
that's
for sure.
Right.
So,
what a blessing. Yes. Well, how did you experience just growth and maturity in your walk with the Lord? How did you feel like you saw your spiritual life growing through all of this scripture memory?
You know, it's difficult to know where to begin. There were so many areas that God grew me spiritually, and so many ways that memorizing scripture and studying scripture impacted my life during those years. So honestly, it's hard to know where to start, but definitely, of course, just that discipline of memorizing scripture in a way I hadn't done before made me realize the value of hiding God's word in my heart and the value of devoting time to that, especially in our youth. You know, a lot of teenagers that are in the world and don't necessarily have the blessing that those of us that grew up in Christian homes do, and some of the benefits that our parents have given us, they're spending their time on things that are so much more frivolous and temporary. But I was so blessed to have this opportunity to invest many months out of every year of my teenage years in learning God's word. And even though it was difficult at times and it was challenging and stretching, and sometimes I was tired of studying and preparing for the competition, God's word was such a joy and just renewed me in so many ways. So I think that definitely one of the greatest blessings God brought to me from that experience was learning the value of hiding his word in my heart. And not just during those years of Bible Bee, but today and for the rest of my life to continue learning his word. But a couple other things that I learned were just the value of discipline in general, being disciplined in any area of life and working towards a goal and being diligent, staying focused and not being distracted by things that might sometimes look more exciting but aren't necessarily beneficial towards the goal you're working towards. That was one lesson that will hopefully help me in the rest of my life as well. And then I also learned so much about just being dependent on the Lord, because every year I competed, especially when I would advance to the national level, I was so overwhelmed by all I had to study and learn, and God's grace was always there to help me in so many ways. And that was very evident to me. For the national level of competition, the contestants are assigned a book of the Bible to study with no study materials, no help. For the local level, they're given a book to study as well of the Bible, but they're given like a basic Bible study. So there's a little more guidance in addition to the scripture memory. But for nationals, they have their memory passages, but that book of the Bible that's assigned, they are completely on their own to study it. So that definitely made me seek the Lord in his wisdom. And it was always so exciting to pray before I would begin my study time and to see how the Holy Spirit would lead me to different things in his word. And then after I had completed my own study, I would be able to read a couple commentary style books. And it was so exciting how God would confirm some of the things he had shown me through my own study time, through what I would learn from reading books by godly, mentors and leaders and things like that. So definitely just being dependent on the Lord and trusting him to give us the wisdom and guidance we need was something else I learned.
I love that. You know, you didn't squander your youth on trivial passing things, but you were storing up treasure in heaven, in light of eternity.
Yes, ma'am.
Truths that will guide you, because the word is like that light for our path.
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
And it's alive and it's active, and just to hear all that God was teaching you through you absorbing yourself in the Word of God at a young age. And I think of 1 Timothy 4:12 that says, let no man despise you because of your youth,
but set an
example for the believers in speech and life and love and conduct and impurity. And so our culture tells us that young people have to just kind of goof off during those teen years.
Right.
But that is so wrong. That is so false. Young people have such an opportunity to use those years to grow to serve and to prepare for life. And you're such a beautiful, radiant example of that. Such a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I am loving this discussion. This is so inspiring. And I'm hoping that many moms who are listening are being encouraged to think about pursuing scripture memory with their young people. We are going to take a short break and be right back to continue our discussion.
Hello, this is your friend, Ruth Adams. And I am so excited to share with you that I will be speaking at 3 Teach Them Diligently conventions coming up in 2020. I absolutely love going to homeschool conventions and encouraging parents to press on in the vision of home education and family discipleship. And I know from experience that a good homeschool convention can really be a shot in the arm to encourage and renew vision for the home education journey. This year, I will be in Rogers, Arkansas, March 26th through 28th, Mobile, Alabama, May 7th through 9th, and then in Columbus, Ohio, May 28th through 30th. I would love to meet you in person at one of these events, and you can click the link in the podcast show notes to sign up today. When you register through my affiliate link, it is a way that you can help support our podcast and speaking ministry. You can also find the link on my website at legacyhomeschoolreflections.com. Just click on the events tab and you will see the link to register for one of the Teach Them Diligently conventions that I will be speaking at. Meeting podcast listeners is such a treat. So if you are attending one of these events, please find me and introduce yourself. It would be my joy to meet you in person. So I hope to see you there.
Welcome back. I'm right here with my friend Brittany Schlichter talking about the great blessing of hiding God's word in our hearts. Brittany, I know many people would love to memorize scripture, but it can seem like such a daunting task if you're not in the habit of memorizing. Can you share about scripture memory methods that worked well for you?
Yes, ma'am. You know, that's often people will ask me, How do you actually memorize? You know, and how would you memorize as you competed for Bible Beat? I honestly don't have like this amazing system or anything, but just a few tips that have helped me, practical tips. One thing that was very helpful to me was to understand how I learned best, because, you know, there's auditory learners and there's visual learners, there's hands-on learners. And for me, I'm a visual learner. So as I quote a passage that I memorized, I see the words in my mind. So it's very important for me to read the passage through and just to focus on looking at the words. But for someone who learns by ear, it might be helpful to listen to the scripture that they're memorizing being played in their earbuds, and to memorize that way. So I think it's helpful to find out what way you learn best and to implement that in your scripture memory time. Another practical tip that helped me, like, it's very simple. Like I said, I don't have any special way of doing it, but something basic that helped me was just memorizing out loud, which I'm assuming most people probably memorize that way, but it was very important that I read the passage out loud and just tried to use expression and before even beginning to break apart a passage verse by verse or phrase by phrase. It was helpful to read through the entire passage several times to gain a little bit of an understanding and, you know, make sure that I could, if you can't understand something, then it's going to be much more difficult to memorize because it won't be coming from your heart. So by just understanding what the passage is talking about.
Getting the whole context.
Right, yes, ma'am. Yes. That helps tremendously. So, and then the most important step for sure is just to commit that work to the Lord and know that He'll bless it, especially because this is His word mm-hmm. and He values it far greater than we ever could. Mm-hmm. And so He will bless any effort to memorize it. And I think it can be discouraging sometimes to look at a program like the Bible Bee, which is wonderful, but to think of memorizing scripture on that level can feel a little daunting. But I really believe that God is most interested in the quality that we invest, not the quantity, into mm-hmm. memorizing His word and the amount of heart that we invest into it. And so it's not really about memorizing huge amounts of scripture as much as it is about just beginning and being faithful and consistent.
I love that faithfulness. That
yes,
is
ma'am.
What God is looking for. What are some of the ways you've been able to use scripture memory in ministry opportunities?
Well, one way that I've been able to share what I've memorized, which has been really exciting, is at several different conferences I've been able to quote books of the Bible or maybe a passage, and I've really enjoyed that. That has been really exciting
for me. I have to say, your family and my family ended up at a conference in Kansas City several years ago.
That's right.
And you quoted, I think, 2 times during that
conference.
Yes,
ma'am, I did.
Did you quote the book of Ruth?
I did, yes, ma'am.
I thought I remembered that.
The book of Ruth and the book of Titus. I think that's where I met you, actually. So,
okay.
It seems like.
Yeah,
but
I know we either just met there or we're just getting to know each other.
Ma'am.
I can't remember, but yes, that was such a blessing. And then last year, my daughter Lauren had an 18th birthday party.
That's right.
And you quoted scripture for her birthday party.
I enjoyed that so much. Oh, yes, ma'am.
That was special
to be able to share.
Yes. So you've just seen through the years the Lord opening up doors for you to be able to share what you've hidden in your heart with others.
Yes, ma'am. It's been real, very special. So
that is great. So now I know that you're involved in judging the Bible Bee competitions. What has that experience been like for you?
It has been wonderful. It's been a huge blessing to me to be able to try to give back a little bit to a program that invested in me so much. You know, when I aged out of Bible Bee in 2014, it was very bittersweet. It in some ways, it felt like a bigger deal than graduating high school just because I had invested so much time into Bible Bee. Graduating Bible Bee was just a little bit of a feeling of what's next. So by being able to judge, I can stay involved and get to know the current contestants that are participating. And so what that looks like for me so far the last few years as I've judged is I helped during the preliminary rounds at Nationals, that first day of competition. During the oral test round I mentioned earlier, the contestants are given 15 memory passages to recite in 10 minutes. There's a small audience. The contestants are divided into different judge rooms, but there's a small audience of families and friends, and then 2 judges that have 2 different jobs. But the job that I have done so far is I give the contestants the passages to recite and keep track of their scores and read them the rules. And I have more of the interactive job, whereas the other judge is simply actually scoring the contestant. But I've enjoyed being the judge that I've been because I get to just try to encourage the contestant, you know, even though verbally I can't say anything, but just smile at them and hopefully try to put them at ease as they recite. I know no matter how many hours you've invested into preparing, once you're in that room and reciting and knowing that points are being deducted for every mistake you make, it can definitely be very intimidating. So
the pressure is
yes,
on.
Yes, it is for sure. Yes. So it has been a huge blessing because the contestants just have such joy and exuberance for God's word as they recite, and I always feel so encouraged from being a part of that.
That is wonderful. So, you feel encouraged. You feel like just seeing them memorizing is bringing you joy. And what are your thoughts as you see them reciting huge passages of scripture as far as how that is going to benefit them as they go through the seasons of life?
Well, I just know for me, even though it's only been several years since I competed, I know from experience from those past several years that those scriptures will come back to them and encourage them in their adult life, even their young adulthood, as it has for me, giving them guidance and wisdom and direction from the Holy Spirit, and being an anchor for them during trials and during difficult times, and just helping them truly seek the Lord and have a strong relationship with Him. And I'm sure as time goes on for the contestants, the younger contestants, and then for me, for all of us, as time goes on and we begin families of our own or just expand the ministries God has given us, that we will find even more how much the scripture we memorized, we hid in our hearts, is a blessing to us and something that we can hopefully share with the next generation as well and continue that legacy.
Because His word never returns void.
That's
it always accomplishes the purpose it was sent out for. Well, Brittany, are you still memorizing today outside of the Bible Bee?
I am. I'm still definitely not in the same level as I did when I competed in the Bible Bee for sure. Not like full-time Bible Bee for 6 months out of the year, but I am still memorizing. And what I've done the last couple years, I've reached almost 2 years. I think about a week I'll have used this method for 2 years. But as I've been memorizing 15 verses a week, and that's just been a basic goal that has helped me just to make sure that I actually continue memorizing, because for me, if I don't have a goal set, then it's not likely to happen. But I've memorized Proverbs that way, and I actually went through the book of Proverbs twice because it was such a difficult book to really solidify it.
Book of Proverbs.
Yes, ma'am, I did. It took me a while, but and I had to go through it twice, but I did memorize Proverbs, and I'm working on Mark right now. I have a few chapters left. So, and I also, through the Bible Bee alumni group that I coordinate, we have Bible memory challenges, and so I memorize through that too.
Well, Brittany, would you be willing to quote something for us today on the podcast?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to share something. Maybe I could quote Psalm 34. That's a passage that
I would love that.
Oh, good. Well, it's a passage that's been special to me because in the very first year of Bible Bee in the final challenge round, I was in a tiebreaker round for third place, and that was the passage I was given to recite. And sadly, I blanked out towards the very end of the passage, so that's how I ended up ranking in fourth place. But it's become very meaningful to me over the years since then, so I'd love to share
passage.
That.
Great. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalm 34.
Thank you, Brittany. I love that passage. That's just such a beautiful, encouraging passage.
It is. Yes, ma'am.
It's
definitely.
Wonderful to hear you quote that. Thank you so much. This has been really inspiring to hear how the Lord has used scripture memory in your life. And I just pray that my listeners have been encouraged to prioritize the memorization of God's word in their families. And thank you for being such a radiant example to others on just highly esteeming the Word of God and making it a real priority in your life. There are few people in the culture today who have committed themselves to God's Word in the way that you have. And I really respect you for your dedication and choosing to pour your time into the pursuit of God's eternal truths, because so often people spend much of their lives pursuing temporal passing things. But in being a student of the Word and just internalizing the scripture memory, you are pouring your life into something that has eternal value. And that is a beautiful thing. And I just commend you for that. So thank you for being such a powerful example in so many ways in this area of scripture memory. And thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed getting to share. It's all definitely by God's grace. So I'm so grateful for the opportunity he gives us to memorize his word and to study it and learn it. So thank you so much for having me share.
It's been just a joy. Well, friends, I encourage you to use today's interview just to encourage you to press into the Word of God more this week and to consider how you may be able to challenge your own children towards memorizing God's word. If you have interest in the National Bible Bee, I will drop the link for that website in the show notes. And thank you for just bearing with us with the extra noise on the podcast today. I think we've had some of the children's choir in the background and children playing carpet ball outside and a little one waking up and crying in a crib nearby. And so I'm not sure how much of all of that you heard, but thank you for your patience with the sound quality this week. And I just know that what Brittany has shared has been such a blessing. And again, if you're at all interested in the National Bible Bee, I would encourage you towards that. We have several friends who do participate in the Bible Bee, and it has been a huge blessing in their lives. Well, as always, it has been a joy to spend this time with you today, and may the Lord be with you until we meet again.